Finding the real you. Make yourself comfortable lying down or sitting in a chair. Gently close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Just breathing naturally, not changing anything, noticing the rise and fall of your stomach and chest. Take note of the rhythm of your breathing. Are you breathing quite fast or slowly? Is the rhythm even or uneven? Now I want you to take a slow, deep breath in through your nose. Hold for a couple of seconds and then slowly breathing out through your mouth, as if you were gently blowing out a candle. Repeat this a few times, making sure you very slowly and deeply breathe in through your nose, and then very slowly breathing out completely, as if gently blowing out a candle. Return now to your natural breathing, not forcing the breaths, but just let the natural rhythm of your breaths happen. Now let's think about some worthwhile personal qualities to have and to look for in others. So many people these days think that to be popular is all about what your body looks like, or if you are good at sports, or how you dress. But the Bible talks about 9 qualities that come when someone is walking closely with God. Let's consider these 9 things. They are called the fruit of the Spirit. Don't be concerned if you don't have all these qualities yet. As you spend time building your relationship with God, you will find that these 9 qualities will very gradually improve over your lifetime. And when the time is right, finding someone to love who is also building their relationship with God is a match made in heaven. Think about these qualities. Love, when someone displays love to all those around them. Joy, when someone can find joy even when their circumstances aren't great. Peace, when someone can feel at peace and calm, even when their life seems chaotic. Patience, when someone displays great patience, not easily getting frustrated or upset. Kindness, when someone shows kindness to those around them. Goodness, when someone tries to live a life doing good things and being good in character. Faithfulness, when someone is loyal, reliable and true to God's word. Gentleness, when someone is humble and thankful and caring. Self-control, when someone has control over their thoughts, words and actions. Think about all these things and consider how lovely it is to have those qualities. By growing closer to God, you can gradually develop these qualities. Now it's time to focus back on your breathing, taking note of your natural breaths. Notice the natural rise and fall of your stomach and chest. Take note whether or not the rhythm of your breath has changed since the start of the exercise. Perhaps it has slowed a little, helping you to feel calmer and more relaxed. Now take a very slow, deep breath, hold for a couple of seconds, and then slowly breathing out as if gently blowing out a candle. Repeat this a couple of times, breathing in and out very slowly. Now, one last time, just check in on your natural breaths, noticing that the rhythm has slowed and become more regular. Bring awareness to how much more relaxed and calm you feel. And when you are ready, bring your awareness back to the room, slowly opening your eyes and taking in your surroundings.